This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy. My name is Scott Whatley. Our guest today, as always, attorney Blake Harris. MileHighEstatePlanning.com is the website. I hope you'll go check it out. I'll tell you some more great things about the website here momentarily. But first of all, we'll welcome Blake Harris to the show. Blake, always good to have you on, sir.
Scott, it's good to be back on the show. Restaurants may be closed, but we at Mile High Estate Planning are still open for business.
I know. I feel so bad for these restaurant workers and owners, man. It's just going to be a tough time for them once again, for sure.
Certainly. But it will pass.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, Blake, hey, want to get you on a few minutes today and just kind of get your thoughts, you know, as we head into Thanksgiving. Is there anything we should really be thinking about here with our estate plan?
So, Scott, there's a question that I want everyone out there to ask their parents this year at Thanksgiving. And the question is, have you made any new friends? And the reason why you want to ask this question is because seniors being taken advantage of is common. And if your parents are making new friends or there's somebody who's trying to befriend them, you want to have them watch out. You want to make sure that they don't get exploited with their finances. So as we go into Thanksgiving, I want to take some time and enjoy it with family, but also don't be afraid to ask some difficult questions. In addition to, are you making any new friends? Have you done anything to plan for your estate? It's a simple question. Some people are hesitant to ask it, but the one question can get the ball rolling and save your family a lot of money in the long run.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't have to be where you've got the kitchen spotlight on their forehead and grilling them with questions. But, you know, at some point, you're going to have to kind of get into these conversations. And it's, you know, wouldn't do it in front of everybody at the whole table, but certainly pick your timing, you know, to ask some of these things and just say, hey, you know, Mom, Dad, we've been listening to Blake Harris.
Exactly. I heard this great radio show with Scott and Blake on it. I went to the website, milehighestateplanning.com. There's a lot of good information out there. They can go to my website. They can download a free copy of my new book, The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection, and just start thinking about what you can do to preserve your legacy, to protect your family, because there's a lot out there that could compromise your estate. The first boogeyman that's out there is probate. Probate is the government process for distributing assets after a loved one passes away. If at all possible, you want to have your family avoid probate for several reasons. One is probate can take quite a while. It can take 1 to 2 years or longer in some circumstances. It can cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in other circumstances. And it can be a time when family fights arise. So having a properly drafted estate plan, having a revocable living trust will allow you to be able to pass your property to the next generation outside of any court involvement. And then that trust can also keep the money protected for your children. And I know I've said this on your show before, rule number one of estate planning, do not leave money to your children. If you leave money directly to your children, they could lose it. They could get in a car accident. They could get sued. They could go through a divorce. Instead, leave your money to a trust. A trust will never cause a car accident. A trust can't get divorced.
Right.
But a trust can keep your property protected for generations to come.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, attorney Blake Harris is with us. As mentioned, it is a milehighestateplanning.com. I hope you'll just take a minute and go to the website. First of all, there's a lot of great information there, but also I want you to check on the reviews there, go through, read a few of those, and you will quickly see why we are very, very proud to have Blake as our exclusive estate planning attorney and firm. And you will see that many, many people have seen this process is not as daunting as most of us have in our mind. It is. When you've got someone like Blake, then this is all they do 24/7 in their business. Blake, you guys know how to make the process pretty simple for us folks.
You are correct. The biggest mistake people make when it comes to estate planning is simply putting it off. Many people fear creating an estate plan, thinking that it's going to be a daunting task. However, when you work with a professional, we're going to make the process easy on you. We will spoon feed you the information that you need and make sure that you do everything you need to check every single box in getting a complete estate plan, which includes not only a revocable trust for avoiding probate after you pass away, but a complete set of incapacity documents while you're alive, which include a financial power of attorney for making financial decisions, a medical power of attorney for making medical decisions on your behalf if you ever become hospitalized or have dementia and can't communicate your own wishes, as well as a HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access that protected health care information so that they can share it with doctors and make informed medical decisions, as well as a living will or an advanced health care directive. And a living will and advanced health care directive will state that if you are in a permanent vegetative state with no hopes of recovery, that you don't want to be kept indefinitely on life support, you do want to have that removed. So step one, the revocable living trust, and then step two is creating a complete set of incapacity documents.
And, you know, Blake, I think a lot of times when I've talked to people after doing all these shows with you, and, you know, they say, well, man, can't your wife or husband just do that or handle that? I mean, after all, we've been married 50 years. A lot of things have to be in writing, right?
and the answer is unfortunately not. In general, I think Colorado does a pretty good job with making our laws good for the citizens compared to Texas, for example. Texas, the laws are written just to ensure attorney employment. However, Colorado, we lack a very important law, which is the alternative decision maker statute, which says that if a certain individual is incapacitated, there's an automatic list of other people who can step in and take over making decisions for that incapacitated individual. Colorado does not have an alternative decision maker statute, which means that if anyone becomes incapacitated, the only way for another person to make a decision on their behalf is to go through a court process known as either a guardianship or a conservatorship, which is a version of lifetime probate, which is actually, in most circumstances, worse than probate after you pass away. There's more room for families to fight over how an individual's care is being managed. There's also annual reporting required for any conservatorships or guardianships. And you can avoid all that mess simply by creating a complete set of power of attorney documents. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and this is certainly true when it comes to estate planning.
And Blake, you offer a free consultation, and you can do that at your beautiful office there, downtown Denver, and free parking, by the way, very easy to get in and out of. Or, of course, now with everything going on, we've got the Zoom available and online as well for that consultation. But kind of walk us through what that initial consultation looks like.
Yes, absolutely. So there's three options for the initial consultation. More than welcome to have someone into our office in downtown Denver next to Union Station with free parking next door. We can also set up a phone call or a Zoom call. At the initial consultation, there's three things that I'm going to want to have a potential client share with me. Number one, I need to know about their assets, what real estate they own, what they do for work. Next, who their beneficiaries are, their children, their family situation. And then third is their ultimate goals for their estate plan. For some, it's avoiding probate. For others, it's keeping the money protected for the children. And then the third biggest issue or third biggest area where we can help a lot of families save a lot of money is by planning for their nursing home cost. The average cost for 1 month in a nursing home in the Denver area runs around $8,000. That's $8,000 per month to spend on nursing home care if you don't have a plan.
Right.
By creating a plan, we can eliminate or greatly reduce the amount that a family has to pay on nursing home costs through the use of various different types of tools, caregiver contracts, Medicaid asset protection trust, gifting to family members. We can help save families, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars in nursing home costs. But the key is you have to plan in advance. the farther in advance of moving into a nursing home you start the planning, the more money that you are going to be able to save.
Absolutely. And Blake, you do something quite unique. You offer free lifetime reviews. Tell me why that's important for you to do that.
Sure. So your estate plan is not a stagnant object. Over time, there's changes in family circumstances, marriages, births, deaths, inheritance, lawsuits, incapacity issues that come up. And we don't want to create an estate plan that 5 years down the road is not going to do any good for our clients. Or in some cases, an out-of-date estate plan can be even worse than having no estate plan at all. So for one, we offer flat fee pricing for all of our clients. You mentioned that we have good reviews. Yes, we have, I believe, 60 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5 out of 5 stars. And it's because clients know what they're getting into with us. They're never surprised with a bill down the road. It's all done on flat fee pricing. And then once we have been hired, we give our clients free lifetime reviews. So 6 months, 10 years after our clients have created an estate plan with our law firm, they can call in and get a free review. We will go over their estate plan, make sure that it still is up to date with the law, make sure it still reflects their current wishes. And then with that, our clients have a much higher level peace of mind over their estate plan than they would if they just simply created it and forgot about it.
Wow, great information. And your book, let's tell folks how to get on that now.
Sure. So visit my website, milehighestateplanning.com. Right on the home page, there's a place where you can go online to sign up to receive a free copy of our ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection. This is the most recent book that I just finished. I really think that it does an excellent job in educating potential clients on their options when it comes to creating an estate plan. I would venture to say that most individuals who read the book will know more about estate planning than a lot of attorneys know. Most attorneys are not estate planning attorneys and don't have the in-depth knowledge of this area of law. This is the only type of law that my firm does. We are 100% estate planning focused. To the best of my knowledge, there's no other law firm in Colorado that actually puts the word estate planning in the name of the firm. Myself and my team of attorneys, I'm not a sole practitioner, nor are we a mega firm that you'd get lost in the shuffle or have to pay outrageous prices for. We're very competitively priced, but myself and the team of attorneys who work for me, we all focus exclusively on estate planning, as I've done for pretty much all of my career.
Wow. Well, Blake, as always, great information. And, you know, I tell you, these last couple of months have been just unbelievable from on my side. I've lost 4 really close friends, and one just as recent as a week ago. A gentleman in our church passed away at the age of 65 and very unexpectedly. So, folks, we don't want to think about these things, but I'm telling you, we need to, Blake. And you know, for someone to sit with someone like you that can go through all the steps of this, get us all that we need, I imagine it's very satisfying you at the end of the day as you sit down and present all the plans to your folks where everybody, you know, they're covered and they know they're covered.
Yes, I get a lot of satisfaction from my job helping the thousands of families, individuals, and clients that I have over the course of my career. Families sometimes come to us after the fact when an estate plan wasn't created, and we can help them with the administration of going through probate, but I know that I'm putting a client in much better positions by planning ahead, creating a trust-based estate plan for a family. It's going to save them a lot of time, a lot of money, potentially some harsh feelings among the family members. So yes, it's a career that I very much enjoyed. I'm very lucky to get to help so many wonderful families here in Colorado.
Well, Blake, we appreciate your time as always today. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to our visit next week, sir.
Sounds good, Scott. Always a pleasure. Look forward to speaking with you again soon.
All right, sir. Sounds great. That's Blake Harris, Mile High Estate Planning. You've been listening to Protect Your Legacy. Check out the website, milehighestateplanning.com. Check out the book, The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection. And as I mentioned, it's always a free consultation at Mile High Estate Planning. 833-ASK-BLAKE. Again, 833-ASK-BLAKE. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com. Again, it used to just be haystackhelp.com, but we switched it over to radio. That way we've got all our podcasts and our referral list there just on one website for you. So be sure and check that out, haystackhelpradio.com. Well, John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy, and it's always great to have John in studio. And, John, I tell you, it's amazing to me if, you know, you look at businesses that go in and out of business, but man, you guys have built quite the force here in the financial world, all around the world, and just done a tremendous job in helping people.
You know, we really have. For more than 20 years, we've been educating people, making people better, mm-hmm. More confident investors, understanding how the markets really work. And it's been one of our core missions, really, to be the premier financial educator worldwide, and it's something we've worked at very hard for more than 20 years.
Right. And you know what's great about it, and we've talked about this in past segments, is that, you know, you're not looking for people that have, you know, financial degrees and everything. If, hey, you can operate a computer a little bit, we've said that helps. But, you know, no matter what your age, I mean, this is really something that you can get into.
You know, it's trading investing is a skill like anything
sure.
else. You know, it can be developed, you have to have some computer skills. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. You have to have, you have to have some aptitude. Some discipline. You have to be coachable. If those sound like you, you know, this is something that you could consider doing.
Right, and you know, you got to work at anything to be successful.
Absolutely,
take some work.
Yeah, you get what you put out,
mm-hmm.
put in. That's true about trading. It's true about everything.
Absolutely. Well, I went to your website, found a couple of,
students.
Testimonials. Has your mind ever gone blank on live radio? Yes, it has. So testimonials here. But here's a couple I just wanted to read real quick. Online Trading Academy provides you with a true perspective of how markets really work. So I want to, Well, let me read these, and we'll go back and break them down a little bit. But how markets really work. No matter your learning preference, Online Trading Academy has a style to fit most educational formats. I appreciate the ability to be able to learn through online forums and further reinforce those lessons with hands-on approach there in the class. So when we talk about how markets really work, kind of break that down and talk about how your instructors convey that.
You know, I think the biggest thing is there's a ton of misinformation about how markets really work, and it really leads to people making poor decisions. And that's one of the things that we're going to really address strongly in this free class that we have, in the free two-hour class.
Sure.
We're going to teach them, number one, how the markets really work, what makes them go up, why they drop, and we're going to show them how to avoid some of the really costly mistakes that many people are making, all too many people make.
Absolutely.
That really keep them from having any chance of success.
Man, if we as students then can learn from those mistakes, sounds like less expensive for us.
Well, it's always better to learn from other people's mistakes rather than having to make them yourself.
No doubt. Here's another one I want to bring up to you. I came into this program not knowing a single thing about trading or even if I liked it, and came out of the course not only enjoying it, but knowing all I need to know about the basics of effectively placing a trade and being confident in doing so, which speaks volumes about the effectiveness of the program. Love it. So let's go back and hit a couple of key points there. Didn't know anything.
You know, we will teach you, you know, the process. You have to be willing to learn, obviously.
Sure.
That's a prerequisite.
Right.
And you know, it is a process. It's a skill just like anything else that people can develop over time. And it's, I love it. For me, it's enjoyable, and it might not be for everybody, but I love the challenge, and I love the markets. I've been in them most of my life, and they've been a big part of my life. But I'm just excited to get out there and trade.
So. Sure. And, you know, when it says also learning the basics, effectively placing a trade, and then being confident. I mean, hey, it's all better. You go take some golf lessons, you can hit a ball better. And, I mean, it's just everything.
You still have to practice.
Yeah, you still got to practice, though. And, I mean, why do you think the pros, some of them don't make the cut,
right,
and they just won the tournament a week ago? It's, you gotta go through the work.
Yeah, it is. You know, everything in life is you know, you got to put in the work to make things work. But we have a great process. We have really good at explaining how the markets work in common terms that people can understand. We can talk about some of the things that are necessary to get in the markets as well if you haven't been in the markets. And it's just a really good way to increase your knowledge and become a more confident investor.
Right. Now, we've mentioned this in some of our segments, and John's kind enough to offer this for us again. This is now about a two-hour class, and John has offered some free passes for us. So, hey, all you got to do is call 303-217-4511, and this is going to be a two-hour class that you will learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident, as we just talked about, and knowledgeable investor. But you've got to make the call. Now, seating is limited, of course, with the COVID thing going on. Seating is limited, and they're practicing all the things that they need to keep you safe there at the class. You can visit tradingacademy.com as well for more information. But just call. I mentioned you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, 303-217-4511. And John, we've mentioned this before, but just kind of go through briefly kind of what's involved in that class.
Yeah, I think the key thing is we're going to talk about certain things at a minimum that you need to have to even get started investing.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about the 10 most common mistakes that prevent people from having any chance of success, things that you can most of them you can fairly easily avoid. And we're going to talk about some strategies to do that as well.
Okay. All right. The numbers, 303-217-4511. And again, seating is limited, so these fill up very quickly. But I hope you'll call right now and reserve your spot for this free two-hour class. What's changed the most? I mean, you've been doing this how long now?
Quite a while. I started a trading professionally in 1987 on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And I did that for 25 years on the various exchanges in Chicago. I traded on the CME as well, traded futures and options. So I guess that was, what, Is that 30-some years?
30-some years.
Yeah, something like that. 40, maybe. No, 30-some years. I don't want to make myself older than I am. But it's been really my avocation. It's been my life's work has been trading and investing. In the last 8 years, I've been running the center here in Colorado. And I love, introducing the trading and investing world to people. There's tremendous opportunities, and there's opportunities to make mistakes, and we want to teach people, make them more confident so they can avoid those mistakes and help them, develop the skills that they need.
Right. And your students, you've told me, throughout the years, when I say all walks of life, every vocation just about that's ever out there, your students do, don't they?
Yeah, we have a very wide variety of people that are, that are interested in the markets. Especially now with all the free trading apps, people mm-hmm. are getting involved. Most of them don't know what they're doing, and the results show it. And we'll try to, obviously we want to help people, understand a process that they can go through to give them more confidence and give them more skills when they're trading in the market.
Right. And we've talked about this before. You try to teach everybody when to buy, when to sell. Because most time, if a friend calls you and go, man, you ought to get in on this stock, most time, it's already too late time we hear about it, isn't it?
It really is. And like I said, we've got we've developed a process that we use to identify, and it's all about probability, mm-hmm. right? So you never really know. There's no such thing as a sure thing, for sure in the financial markets. It's a sure thing you're going to have some winners and some losers
right.
if you trade enough, right? But you obviously want to develop a strategy that gives you an opportunity to have more successes than failures. So,
yeah.
And it's really about a percentage game, and there's a lot to it. One of the biggest things is risk control. We talk a lot about that. That's really important. People think that trading is risky, and it can be. Particularly if you're not good with your risk control.
Yep, absolutely. So once again, this is a free 2-hour class, all right? And again, you're going to learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident and knowledgeable investor. But you've got to make the call, 303-217-4511. And just mention you heard John here on the show, and they will get your spot reserved. You can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. Now, let's say somebody comes to your class here, and gets involved, and maybe they do some other courses that you have offered,
sure.
and then they move, but you've got quite a few centers in the United States where people can go.
We do. Most major cities in the U.S. have a online trading academy. And plus, we deliver a lot of our education. I always prefer it in person in the classroom. But we do have classes available online that, for people that if they live, so let's say you lived, in the mountains or lived in a smaller community, a long ways from Denver, they can still actually take the classes online as well. Although I still prefer the in-person ones, but
sure.
we offer education a variety of ways.
Yeah, and boy, the internet's just changed that whole world, didn't it?
It's changed everyone's world. It's really amazing. I've got three kids, and all of them were born post internet, so they don't have it. When I talk about growing up and not having an internet, they kind of look at me like, how is that possible?
Right. I was in Dallas last week and saw a high school teacher that we had, and I said, see there, you didn't tell us the truth about things. And she said, what? And I said, you said we weren't always going to have a calculator with us. And we do, right there on our phone.
It's really amazing. The world has changed. The opportunities have changed. When I first got started, you needed to be on the exchange floor
right.
to have really good access to prices. Now anybody can have an app and you can get prices on your phone, although I'd rather get them on a full-size computer. But
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing what's available out there and the opportunities that people have, both good and bad. If you don't know what you're doing versus if you do know what you're doing, because ultimately the money tends to go to the skilled professional rather than the unskilled novice.
Absolutely. Hey, think back in January when you made those New Year's resolutions and you wanted to change your financial world? How are you doing on that? All right. If you're like most of us, we forgot about those resolutions. This is your chance right now where you can make a difference, hopefully, in your financial world. It's a two-hour class, absolutely free, and John could charge for this in a heartbeat, $500-$700, and again, be fine in doing so because of what you're going to get here. But it's 303-217-4511. All you have to do is call, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help. They'll get you a spot reserved. And for more information, you can visit their website at tradeacademy.com. 303-217-4511. And John, as always, pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with Apri to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for being with us. My name is Scott Watley, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, but we thank you for being with us here on Haystack Help Radio. Well, we've got our good friends in from Enchanted Kitchens. Neil Priester joins us. Neil, how are you, sir?
Great. How are you, Scott?
It's great to see you.
Good to be here.
Yes, sir. It's been a couple weeks, so great to see you. And also, Neil has brought along Jacqueline Durant. Jacqueline, how are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. And we'll get to Jacqueline here in just a minute. And she is now with the team at Enchanted Kitchen. But, Neil, let's start out with me. Okay. Because you and Catherine, you guys came over to our house, Victoria and I, and you know, and I just told you here before we came on air, it was really cool just to, after been talking about it for four or five months here, to see it in action, so to speak, of what you guys really do, your process of doing it, and wow, makes total sense and is very enlightening because, folks, I'm just telling you, you go home, you look at your kitchen tonight, and you think, what could we do here? I promise you, once Neil and his team walk out, they're going to show you three or four different options of what you could do that I promise you, you never even thought of. And so, Neil, I mean, it was very eye-opening to us.
And us, too. Getting to know people and see them in their home environment, that's how you customize it to the customer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was glad to see you and Victoria in action so we can see how you move around the space. That's part of what we do.
Right. Well, she's the only one in the kitchen, so I told you that. But it is great. And, you know, and I guess we'll start at the cabinets because that's kind of where everybody talks about. But, you know, we had never really – now, Victoria, I guess, had because she's pretty good at design herself and has been in the apartment industry forever. But you guys brought up of, taking the cabinets all the way up to the ceiling there. And because we have some knickknacks, I guess you call it, around the top of the, Victoria said, hey, I can see now this makes it kind of look like an apartment deal instead of a home. And so just all the customization. And I think that's where a lot of people lose out by trying to do something on their own or trying to watch ideas on TV or using a contractor that's really just going to follow the customer's orders. I mean, if they're not bringing ideas to you, that's probably the wrong company to help you build a custom kitchen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part of what you pay us for. I mean, you've been into, 15, 20 kitchens in your life, maybe lived in four or five.
Yeah.
We've been in hundreds.
Right.
And we see these different applications and how to apply those principles based on the architecture, based on the space. So in your particular house, we started looking at how the kitchen relates to the adjacent areas and how those areas are used. Mm-hmm. So you had your group of friends, you go into the dining room a lot, so we had to make sure that we were respecting that how those rooms relate. We didn't want to route you through the living room to get to that space, so we have to keep those traffic patterns open.
Right.
So the architecture, the space, good high ceilings, and why those previous cabinets in there weren't brought up to the ceiling architecturally didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It limited the visual plane. It limited the visual aspects of taking advantage of those high ceilings. So then we bring up the question, why wouldn't you run them to the ceiling to see if it makes sense with your lifestyle?
Sure. And, another thing we never dreamed of thinking about is moving around, the range, microwave, different things like that, because as you guys clearly pointed out, if you're in our TV room and look toward the kitchen, what's the focal point? Mm-hmm. The refrigerator.
Yeah. Right.
And boy, you're talking about, moving the range over, doing a hood kind of thing, whatever. And man, it would just change everything.
So you do a cost benefits analysis, and we talked some about there. Yep. In your home there, what the benefits of getting would be for moving those utilities around like that, and what the cost would be, what's the basement ceiling downstairs finished or not, so that you can get access to that area, all those things apply into that equation of that cost-benefit analysis. But there's also intangibles about, you talked about focal points. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the work triangle or the different work zones in the space. I know in years we talked about that we could put the oven outside the work triangle, a good
right.
trick we use in our industry because we want to harvest that space that used to be an oven. It's prime space. Mm-hmm. So all those things are part of our skill set, and we just bring them to bear where it makes sense for you guys.
Sure. And, all the way down to, I guess, what I would term more simple things is most of us have a coffee pot somewhere or a Keurig, and moving that, moving a microwave. Just doing some little things that would just change the whole look.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's why we like our job, Scott, because we really can improve someone's lifestyle.
Yeah.
Why would you put a coffee station over in the corner when it's not near the table where you'd use it? We improve people's lives and make friends at the same time.
Right.
That's why we like what we do.
Well, I hope you'll get by what we call the Experience Center. We don't even call it a showroom because I'm telling you, just walking in there, and I remember the first time I did several months ago, you can just see the quality. You can see, just the ideas that you could come up with, and they could come up with for you, I should say, and all the different just styles and colors and, cabinetry and just all the different things that they do there. And it is located at 3535 South Platte River Drive there in Englewood. You can give them a call, 303-376-7588, and their website is enchantedkitchens.net. So, Jacqueline, let's turn to you for just a minute and kind of give us a little bit of your background and how you ended up with Enchanted Kitchen.
Yeah, thanks. So I've been designing kitchens for a couple of years now. I come from the retail side, and I really liked it there. But I was really just looking for something a little bit more intimate, a little bit yeah. more family-oriented,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of how I ended up with Neal & Enchanted Kitchens.
Yeah,
it's a great little boutique feeling. It's not overwhelming. It's not doesn't feel like a warehouse when you walk in. It's just a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huge difference. It's not even the same conversation as when you walk into, a box store and you try to get old Bob over there to get up and wait on you, I've been to some of these stores where, they go, oh, well, I don't really have that much experience. I was working over in the vacuum cleaners last week, and so, you just don't know. And so if you're looking for something, Neil, that's, really someone's going to sit down and have a process. Because you know what the process is at a box store? You walk in, pick out what you like, buy it, and they bring it to you. That's the process.
Well, you find that there are times you hurry and sometimes you don't. This process, the part of the process is when you take your time and be very methodical and intentional about what you're trying to achieve and why. There's a lot of product out there and a lot of ways to take advantage of a space. You just have to make sure that you're doing the right thing for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's got product. We got good product too. But the trick is in the combination of those products that it makes it unique for that customer.
Right.
So just because you got good product doesn't mean you know how to use it.
Sure.
And that comes with experience.
And there's a lot of things, and if you just take cabinets that can look good standing there looking at them until you use it for 6 months, and then the particle board and the chip core and all the different things. And,
those are issues of value, but it's more than just a value. It's making sure that the value is something that they can appreciate. I can make it a value for someone else that isn't going to use those features. So you talk about use the thing, well, it falls apart. Well, okay, maybe it does, maybe it don't. You get good quality that takes care of it. But if you're not going to use it,
sure,
it's still also a poor value. So,
yeah. And I can't, and you know, we were kind of talking for the show here. I can't imagine, you know, going through that whole ordeal of doing a kitchen design only to look back and not be had been able to have input with it, not be able to have those ideas thrown back at you. And then it's done, and it really didn't accomplish anything. Because I guarantee you, Neil, most kitchen people will walk in there and just want to redo the cabinets and leave everything else like it was. And you know what? Our cabinets, admittedly, are in pretty good shape, okay? But we were looking for a new look. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, we got with Enchanted Kitchen.
Yeah, that's right. So, again, there's a lot of ways to design a space. So in your case, we invited and used Victoria's input in it because mm-hmm. she had valuable input. She was a part of the team.
Right.
You're a part of the team. You're going to use the kitchen a little bit differently than she is. And if you're not using the team, if you're not using the space properly, I mean, we could have talked about all kinds of ways to make that space, but they didn't apply to you. So when we get into our trick bag, when we get into our skill set, we're using years of experience in terms of how to make those principles apply to you and your space.
Right. So this time of year, a lot of people, again, busy, but then a lot of people aren't going to be traveling like they have been. And so, Jacqueline, now would be a good time for maybe folks to stop by the Experience Center there and sit down with you. And maybe they're not thinking about doing something till spring or summer. But you know what? Everybody's busy. Contractors are busy. It may take till spring to get somebody out there in some cases. So it's never too early to start those conversations with you, is it?
Exactly. Now's the perfect time to come in and at least start the process, start the thought process of what you think you want before everybody gets their tax refund checks. And then all of a sudden they make a run for it and everything gets busy again. Right now is really the perfect time to start thinking about it and start those conversations.
Yeah. So what's your favorite part when you're working with a customer or trying to help them with design and all? What do you
I love so much about it. I love working with the customers. I'm very much a people person, so I just love the conversations.
Right.
But I love being able to blow customers' minds. And most customers that come in have no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. They've never designed a kitchen before. Most people, it's their first time. Most people only do a kitchen once, maybe twice.
Sure.
So they have no idea what to expect. They know they want to change, but they don't know what the options are and how to change. And like you said, most people just think, oh, I'm going to make it look different. They're like, oh, I can now have a stand to lift my mixer so I don't have to hurt my back every time. And they don't know all the different accessories that are available. They don't know that they can even change their footprint, that we can pretty much, and I tell customers, we can do anything. There's mm-hmm. really no limits.
Sure. And that was one thing, too. We had a kind of a little wall there, a little bar wall that separates from the TV room there to the kitchen, which our sink was on. But then, you know, Neil, with your guys' input, you know, we could move all that, take that wall out, and just make that whole, I mean, it would make the whole house look different.
Different, yeah. And again, it has to work for you. So that's that open floor concept that's been building for generations, that you respect the adjacent spaces, improve traffic flows. And if you do it right and design properly, you're not going to lose space. Just because you're cutting out the whole bank of cabinets doesn't mean you're necessarily going to lose storage space. You're just reconfiguring it.
Right.
So that all helps. We'll look at the architecture, which we did for you. So we looked at the door styles and saw that those styles were not as current as the styles out now. So then we're dating the kitchen based on the door style. We're dating the kitchen based on the floor plan or the lack mm-hmm. of open floor space. So we're bringing those principles to protect your investment in the home. And then you get the intangibles in the meantime of a more functional space.
Sure. You know, this word gets tossed around a lot, and we've talked about it a few times here, but just value. And so, I mean, here's one thing. I mean, you know, you guys aren't for everybody. Let's be the first to say that. But mm-hmm. you know what? If you're looking for really true value, and if you're going to be in your home for, you know, a while, and you plan on being there, the value that you guys bring, you know, with the quality of product, the quality of the contractors that you use to install, all of that, because you know what, you can give me great cabinets, but if you don't have good contractors put them in, that didn't do me any good. So, I mean, this is a whole network of things, the pieces of a puzzle, I guess I should say, that you guys put together for us, because I don't want to mess. I don't want to buy cabinets and have to go find the guy to put it in. You know, I mean, I kind of like the one-stop shop, so to speak. You know, you guys take care of it.
And what I like about that is coming from the retail side and seeing that when you go to a retail store, they lose all control after you walk away.
Right.
There's no project management. There's no follow-up. It's here's the cabinets. Best of luck. I hope you like them. So I love being able to have control now and just being able to really have that relationship with the customer and the client to have that wholesale approach mm-hmm. and really be in every little bit so I can make sure everything goes right. Because just because I make a design doesn't mean it's translated correctly by the contractor.
Right.
So I want to be able to have that relationship with the contractor that I can explain to him, no, that's not how that works. This is what we meant. And that relationship, we can go back and forth.
Sure. And, you know, I've known some different contractors that worked with some of the box stores, and I'm like, well, what did they ask you for? They like, can you do floors? I mean, you know, and then, you know, are you insured? Yeah. They didn't ask for a certificate of insurance. They just said, are you insured? We need you. Here's your card. Here's some cards, and we'll start referring you. And so, again, especially today, you want to know who's in your house,
mm-hmm.
okay? You want to know who's going to be involved in the work at all, whether it's a plumber, electrician, the contractor, whatever. And so, again, that's something that you guys handhold for us, which I think is a great, great comfort for the customer.
It's a big, complex industry. So you were talking about relocating utilities, you know, appliances there. So our job as it relates to Jacqueline and I is we have to make sure that that's feasible,
mm-hmm.
that it financially works, and that we're not limited by the constraints of the home, the architecture. So there's the initial planning of that, and then make sure you got the people to pull it off. There's a lot of moving parts in our industry, a lot of different players, and that's what we do is we have to be able to orchestrate that or we're not doing our job.
Right. Once again, I hope you'll get by their Experience Center, and you're just driving around there, the Santa Fe area there off Hamden and all. It is very close, 3535 South Platte River Drive in Englewood, and their number 303-376-7588, and it is enchantedkitchens.net. So when you look at what you feel, and we've probably just named everything that you feel sets you apart, Neil, just kind of run through some of the things. And, you know, I think a lot of it, number one, is you and your experience, because sometimes there's folks that run companies that, hey, they really don't know what they're doing. They've hired some people that hopefully know what they're doing, but, you know, that person's not really involved. And I love that, you know, and you didn't just come out for me because we do a radio show. You go out with people and you go with Catherine and some of your other designers and all. But, I mean, so you're heavily involved. But I guess my first point is, boy, the team and the company that you are, that's the first step.
Collaboration is, that's part of why we like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just builds on what you saw in the home there, bring a collaborative approach. But there are, all again, a lot of things that, for instance, you didn't see the side of it where you're into the showroom doing selections.
Right.
We're not just looking at door style and color. We're looking at all at your furnishings. We're looking at your paint within your home. We're looking at the options and how those can be customized, as well as, you know, just the whole broader palette. I mean, there's a lot that you didn't see that's part of what we bring to it. It's not just product, not just an in-home visit where things are fun. You got to get down into the weeds,
sure,
and try and put together a storyboard that works for you, and then make sure the team's all on board.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the kitchen is used so different. I mean, It used to be where, hey, the wife would call their buddy in. I don't even know how many people eat at a dining table, you know, every meal. Very probably few people. Kids doing homework. I mean, you know, people now, you know, got their laptops sitting there doing Zoom calls.
Yeah, it's the heart of the home. And it's and most of the time we're designing it to be a multi-use space. It's not just for cooking. It's not just for eating. Mm-hmm. It's, like you were saying, it's for homework. It's for science projects. It's for art projects. There's so many different uses now that it didn't used to be. And most of the houses around here, you know, they're builder basic 80s or 90s or even older kitchens that didn't have any of that in mind. Right. They were just meant to do the basic cooking.
Well, a lot of times, and we've all been to people's homes where, you know, you have something in the kitchen and then they go, well, let's get up and go in the other room where it's more comfortable. Well, now, with what you guys do, nobody moves. I mean, you just stay in the kitchen because, you know what, that's the most comfortable place to sit.
Sometimes it's the warmest. That's what my wife likes. You know, she's got the stove going up and warmed up the space. Why would we want to pull out of there? Right. So, it's the best place to be. It smells the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Neil, if people want to, you know, get in touch with you, you know, now here, and again, I realize holidays are busy for people, but you know what, if you've got some extra time and get by their experience center, but if they want to come by and maybe try to get something going, at least at initial contact, is there there's always price increases that come, okay? And sometimes those are in the spring, whatever. But right now, just safe to say, they could probably still get in on some 2020 pricing, we'll call it.
That's the case, yeah. And there's always offers that are being extended or not. So all those things have to be woven into the pricing. But we're finding that the lead times for cabinets are increasing just because of human resources. So it pushes us out the other direction to make sure that we're planning enough so that when the customers need them, they're there to use. Mm-hmm. So all these things combined, Jacqueline was talking about the combined space, the flex space that has to be built into that. And all those things have to take time to make sure that you're putting it together right. So the seasons combine, the particular situation with the pandemic, all those things are pushing out to point out that it's not too early to start at any time.
Absolutely. Once again, get by the Experience Center, 3535 South Platte River Drive there in Englewood. The number is 303-376-7588. Let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. And the Europa brand cabinets, I believe, Neil's one we're doing our special on, and 10% off of that. And, they will offer you an in-home consult as well. And, again, this will be something I'm just telling you that, and I'm not just saying this because Neil is here. This is something that you can't even imagine, folks, what a pleasure it is to deal with professionals, and that they love what they do. And the reason why they love what they do is because they know they're helping you, okay? And so just to get their insights and get their ideas of what they can do to make your kitchen a little bit better, no, a lot better, all right? And that's all in one-stop shop, as I mentioned earlier, at Enchanted Kitchens. So, Neil, well, there's always new things that come on the market and stuff, and how do you guys kind of stay up on, you know, sometimes the newest trends aren't what people want, but I mean, how do you kind of stay up on the newest trends that come around your industry?
So there are associations in our industry. We just mentioned a couple shows back that one of our designers got a second place award in the most prestigious awards in our industry. So you make sure that you're involved with those associations. You make sure that you're got your nose to the wind in terms of what the manufacturers are coming out with. They have groups that they put together between industry leaders to coordinate different industries to look at trends and coming technology. So the manufacturers are a good source of where the industry's headed. So you just make sure that you're linked in with the professionals. And then the other component is the homeowner. What are they seeing?
Mm-hmm. And this is something, too, and I know plans can change for people. People may plan on being in their house for 20 more years, and something could happen with a job or family. But I tell you, you want to invest in your house, invest in your kitchen, because that's money that comes back assuredly, isn't it?
Yeah. The realtors will like that as well.
Jacqueline, let's talk a little bit about when you're sitting down with somebody and you're kind of interviewing them to get their initial ideas, kind of just say how you work and what you like about that process.
Well, it's definitely a conversation. It's not something that you can put on a bullet point. You just want to talk to them, and it's conversations and things they haven't really thought of. One thing, you can ask somebody if they're interested in resale value, and they're almost always going to say yes. But one thing you kind of want to ask is, do you plan on aging in this home? Because if they do, that's a completely different conversation and could definitely affect the way you design things, that you may not like the same things in your 30s that you're going to need in your 70s with mobility and issues and stuff. So it's great to just really have long conversations, and not necessarily long, but detailed, and know the right questions to ask and know really what how to ask and really dig into the weeds, so you're not just doing gray shaker kitchens for everybody because it's what you like.
Sure, sure. No, and that is because I have seen that. I was in the furniture industry for a long time, and different designers would come in with their clients, and they'd be going, "Oh, now this would be," and they're not asking the client anything, you know. And then I've had those people come back and go, "It looks good, but we can't stand it. I mean, it's not comfortable. You know, it's like, you know, looks good for a magazine shot, but that's not us." And that's one thing, you know, that we really appreciated, Neil, about your process is, I mean, it was question after question after question after question, you know, and in a good way. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, just trying to find out, you know, because, hey, if this is what you want, then we'll take all that and figure out what we can do.
Yeah.
Boy, that's how you come out with
a friend.
A friend and a great kitchen, and everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun. It is, and if you're doing it right, it's just organic. It's mm-hmm. not something that's out of the box. It's just, you know, like we're doing here, conversation.
Sure. And, you know, you guys kind of help too, and I mentioned the one-stop shop, but, you know, if people want the help with getting appliances and all that, I mean, it's really a turnkey thing with you because, you know, I don't want to run into six stores looking for different things. If you guys have some partners that you generally work with and you know they take care of people, I mean, again, it's a win-win thing just to work with you and let you deal with all of it.
Yeah, and there's such thing as classic design. You're talking about appliances. I don't want you to be put into an appliance that's got a real popular color right now that's not going to be, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have to respect classic styling and classic, you know, color patterns as well.
Right. Well, hey, New Year's is around the corner. Mm. So, hey, mm-hmm. how are we going to have a happy New Year? Get you a kitchen, all right? Hey, let Enchanted Kitchens come over and take a look at your kitchen and see how they can make your kitchen dreams come true. Once again, their experience center is 3535 South Platte River Drive. They're in Englewood, 303-376-7588. Big plans here for the holidays?
Yeah, we got through a Thanksgiving safe and sound. Now we're, always.
I tell you, this will go down as one of the most insane years of our lives, hopefully. And hopefully the new year will bring, when we all look at each other and say Happy New Year here in a few weeks, we can mean it and, boy, get back to living life. And certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people that, you know, have had this COVID thing and families that are at risk and job losses and just all the different things and parenting and the school system. I mean, everything. It's been a tough time for people. But once again, folks, we got to help out too, local companies. Let me just mention that. All right. We need to support local companies. And a lot of times, you know, you can order things online, different things like that, you know, with different things, trying to save some money. And I'm all for saving money. But we've got to do our job to support local businesses here in our Colorado, in our state of Colorado and Denver area. So I hope you will give Enchanted Kitchens a chance to earn your trust in your business. And it all starts with a phone call, 303-376-7588. And it's enchantedkitchens.net. So, Jacqueline, thank you very much. Pleasure to meet you. And Neil, as always, thank you, sir.
As well.
Get by and see them, Enchanted Kitchens, enchantedkitchens.net.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.